Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Jim travels through space and time on a quest for music.
Cheers to you from Bourbon Country. Okay, we have to do a little bit of a time warp here.
Okay.
So
this is going to confuse me, but I'll try.
Set this up for the listeners.
Yeah.
As we are recording this right now.
Right now, in this moment.
It is a Sunday, and we're in my basement.
That's right.
Recording.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking forward to a vacation I'm about to take.
That's right.
So as you're listening to this, I will be in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. I think I got that.
And
physically, you'll be in Louisville.
I will be there.
Okay.
So it's a place I used to live. I like it there a lot. We're going back and visiting friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lovely time. And one of the things I am very much excited about is I'm going to go to all 3 days of the Forecastle Music Festival.
Ah, it's going to be so great.
Which is a really great festival. It is in a big park right downtown and right mm-hmm. on the Ohio River. And I believe they have something like 5 stages or maybe 4 stages and
yeah.
an EDM tent or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, it's a really impressive music festival. And not a lot of people know about it. And I've gone
Sounds
twice
great.
Before.
You've gone before, yeah.
One year I went and got to see the Replacements there on that, reunion
Amazing.
Thing. And that was great. And another year I went and saw a whole bunch of bands. It's a great place. So anyway, that will open, as you're listening to this, that will open tomorrow.
Okay.
It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
right.
July 13th through the 15th.
Will you be bringing a microphone with you?
So yes. So
okay.
That's the other thing too.
Fantastic.
So I will have a couple of microphones,
yeah.
really. The whole recording setup, they were nice enough to give me media credentials, which will give me access to
beautiful.
The media area.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully by the, I haven't done this yet, but hopefully by the time you hear this, I will have already set up made arrangements for interviews with some of the artists who will be performing there. So
beautiful.
That's what I want to talk about a little bit
today. Yeah,
it's just sort of like,
gonna
who's
going
to play, who
mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see,
mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing. I can't make any commitments yet on who you might hear interviews with
right.
later, but we'll see how that goes. So, all right. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, I know you have the lineup here for the Forecastle.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Perusing
it.
I'm going to start here with Friday.
Okay, Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Click on Friday. The headliner Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Yes, Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
The headliner Friday is Modest Mouse.
Yeah, okay.
Who I have seen twice before.
Yeah.
I saw them actually once at Forecastle.
Oh, wow.
Before. They were a headliner before,
so
I
they
think.
Liked it so much they came back.
Yeah, and I saw them once at a show here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But Friday, it's a little bit of a lighter lineup. I think they start a little bit later if
yeah.
I look at the schedule.
Looks like
because,
it doesn't
you know,
get rolling until like 3 or something like that.
People work,
yeah.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the band that I'm most excited about. So some of the others on the lineup for Friday, Father John Misty, Vance
mm-hmm.
Joy,
mm-hmm.
Kurt Vile,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Lucero
mm-hmm. which is a long time sort of Americana act. And
yep.
I know is particularly popular. They have a very strong fan base, I think, across the country. But I know they're a really popular band in Louisville. And every
yeah.
time they come to Louisville, it's a kind of a big deal. So
right, right.
And they're a lot of fun. But here's probably the band I'm most excited about.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very low key. I'm going to play a little song here. But it's a group called I'm With Her.
Yes, okay.
And so I'm With Her is, imagine this. It's almost like a, it's sort of modern bluegrass influence
okay.
kind of stuff, string band kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is to the extent that there could be a super group
okay.
in modern bluegrass, this
yeah.
is it. So the band consists of Sarah Jarosz, who is a really popular, like I said, kind of traditional music sort of artist.
Friend of the show.
Yep. She was on our old show, and maybe she'll be on this new show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. And then she's also teamed up with this project with Sarah Watkins, who's from Nickel Creek.
Okay.
And Efi O'Donovan, who's
okay.
in another really well-regarded in this genre. And they put out a record, I want to say it was earlier this year or maybe late last year. It was
mm-hmm.
earlier this year. The album is called See You Around. They had done a little bit of work before then, some little like one-offs and stuff like that, but yeah. This is the first proper album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about this because they're really good players, and you know, it's the kind of music that's like really great to see live because it's very intricate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they really, like you see how all the pieces fit and sort of how just technically proficient they are, like how talented they are and about how it all works together. But yet there's also kind of like we were talking earlier in the week about jazz. There's a similar sort of quality. They're playing off each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. there's a vibe that happens in a lot of this like bluegrass kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also traditionally an improvisational music.
That's right.
There'll be a space for a solo and you kind of take it as long as you want.
And it's interesting to watch them because they're kind of looking at each other as they play.
Cool.
And you get a real sense that there's like something happening in a lot of this music. So
I'm
really excited about that.
Okay.
I'll play for you a little clip of a song off this album. See you around. It's called I-89.
If there was another way, I'd take it. If there was another way, down I'd go. If there was another way, other than the highway, show me on a map, point out the road. Waiting for the sight of the headlights flashing, fussing with the dial on the radio. Burning through the pages of the Grand Canal, the fire in the belly gonna keep you warm. If there was another way, I'd take it. Another way down I go. If there was another way other than the highway, show me on the map, point out the road. Everybody wants a piece of me. Everybody wants to see what I see. Out of your drowsy sleep, leaving you the keys on the kitchen counter. Aren't you getting tired of the passenger seat? Take a minute to remember, baby. Think of my hand pressing on your back when you said you hope no one will ever love me. I'll never forget you. If there was another way, I'd take it. If there was another way, down I'd go. If there was another way other than the highway,
I love the way the bass interacted on that with kind of the banjo. That was really, really cool.
And, that definitely
and then the harmony singing was fantastic.
Some modern touch in that as well. Mm-hmm. But and then you hear mandolin in there.
Yep.
I think you hear some banjo in there. So it's that kind of music. A lot of the songs have fiddle in them. And I'm always kind of a sucker for this. I love the music that sort of embraces tradition, but has some modern sensibility as well. Right?
Totally. Yeah. It gives it a freshness and kind of a new perspective. It's very cool.
So I'm very much looking forward to that. I think that'll be a really cool live
show. Seems like it's going to be great.
And one of the cool things about Forecastle, I think this is true at a lot of these music festivals, but they really kind of emphasize this, is there'll be like a main stage where you'll have, you know, kind of some of the bigger acts or better known acts or whatever is kind of like hot at the moment. But then the other stages tend to have more like theme kind of stuff right? So there's like one that'll have more kind of acoustic and, you know, like I said, more kind of traditional music. And then there'll be another one that would be like more like hard rock bands and stuff like that, you know?
Now I'm noticing here, Jim, and my memory, I was trying to find out this, but I couldn't really do it right now, but Wax Fang is playing from 6:30 to 7:30. I know one of our listeners, I believe, had that as one of their picks for like 2017. Our website tells me so. We played the song Do the Math off the Victory Laps album, but I can't remember who it was that
wrote in about
Wax Fang.
I think, but I might be wrong about this, so I apologize if I'm wrong, but I think it was Randall Brown.
Oh, might have been Randall Brown. Hmm.
And if not, then I'm sorry to
I could see
person
that.
Was.
Yeah.
But yes, we talked about...
Yeah, if it wasn't you, Randall...
So
let us know.
Wax Fang is a Louisville band.
Okay.
So the other thing they'll do at Forecastle is make sure that they get...
Like local.
You know, a couple... Yeah, local... But they're local bands, but they're recording artists.
Got it. Not,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they are like bands that tour around and have somewhat of a national presence.
Right. It looks like on this one stage, they have and the Thrills with Teddy Abrams featuring Carly Johnson. So maybe that's a local band.
There's some other stuff like that, too. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun to see too. And then another band on Friday that I just discovered today and playing some stuff that I thought was kind of interesting was this band called Arlie.
Mm-hmm. I see their first L-I-E. Leadoff hitter.
And that was fun. So
cool.
Check them out. All right, so that's Friday.
Nice.
So I'm thinking about there.
Now, will you be visiting the Bourbon Lodge?
I knew you were going to ask
Lodge.
That.
I guess you kind of have to. Well, Louisville's the home of bourbon, right?
That's to be determined. So okay. Here's why. It's not that I don't want to, believe me.
Sure.
I've been there before
mm-hmm.
at previous festivals.
Yep.
It's really nice because it's like a big tent that they have set up, but it's like air conditioned inside.
That's key.
And then they have several different little bars with different brands of bourbon.
That's nice.
Sort of run, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. you can go up, and I think you get like you buy like tickets, and then you can go up and get
kind of like a beer fest or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's all like indoors, and it's really climate controlled, and it's really lovely. And there's places to sit and hang out and talk with people. And I remember one time I went there, and just happened to meet up with the drummer from My Morning Jacket, Patrick
Hallahan. Amazing.
And we talked for a while and stuff. So
that's cool.
Like that kind of an atmosphere. It's really great. The only thing I don't know, I'll report back to you on this later, is I don't think my media credentials get me in there.
Ooh, that's a problem.
Because I think that's considered a VIP area. And you probably know this from covering shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. The VIP areas tend to be for people who actually pay real money.
They actually pay the premium price to get that access.
Not the people like me who are getting in for free.
Right. Keep the journalists away from here, please.
That's right. So we'll see. I'll report back if I manage to finagle that at all.
Yeah, let me know.
Because one thing about Louisville in the summer, in the middle of July, is it's going to be really hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hot. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to Saturday real
quick.
Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday's lineup, the headliner is Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. Or T-Pain, depending on how you want to go. Yeah. I see T-Pain is playing right before Chris Stapleton.
Yep.
At the same time as War on Drugs. T-Pain and War on Drugs are going to be kind of overlapping there a little bit.
So I'm excited about War on Drugs. I will definitely check out that set. Mm-hmm. I think, again, it's the kind of thing that... I like the records, but I have a feeling that the live is going to really bring that music to life.
Yeah, they're fun. So, they're fun in person. I've seen them once, and they are good.
So I'm excited about that.
Jimmy Eat World will be playing.
I'm going to tell you, I'm less excited about Houndmouth. So Houndmouth is a band, and I apologize if they're listening, but here's the thing. I got to be honest. So they're, again, have Louisville connection. They are actually from New Albany, Indiana, which is right across the river.
Oh, okay.
And they... but they had some real success with their first album, which came out. It's been a little while. It's been at least a couple of years, if not longer than that.
Okay.
Let me look it up real quick. Houndmouth. 2015, they released this album called Little Neon Limelight,
mm-hmm.
which I really like. And anybody who hasn't listened to that, go check that out.
Because
it's a really good record. It's got this great sort of like almost 70s kind of groove to it.
The way it moves.
I like it a lot, but here's what happened. They released a new album. They had a lineup change, which I think is really unfortunate. They had a woman who was in the band who shared some of the vocal duties, and she's not in the band anymore. Oh. And it kind of changed,
I would imagine,
the whole kind of feeling of the band. And so I don't know. I'm just not as excited about that as before. So there's that.
Okay.
War on Drugs, Jimmy Eat World, remember them?
I do. I remember Jimmy Eat World.
They're playing.
Mm-hmm.
But and Jenny Lewis, I'm excited. I saw her actually at Forecastle before, so she's coming back.
Fantastic, good.
And
Margo
Price and His Golden Messenger. I know that's
love Hiss.
Is one of your favorites.
Really is.
So I'll try to certainly try to catch his set at this festival. But then I'm also going to see him later in July because he's opening for Jason Isbell.
That's right.
Here in DC.
Uh-huh.
And Jason Isbell, by the way, is also playing at Forecastle, but that's on Sunday. So anyway,
very cool.
Lots of good stuff here. Let me play a song. Probably the most excited I am on Saturday is to see Margo Price. So I saw her once before. I think we both did at South by Southwest.
South by Southwest. She was alluring.
It was kind of a short set that I went to.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they get like 30 minutes or that kind of a thing.
Over at Stubbs.
So I'm excited to see a little bit more of her because I just was so enthralled by her
she's,
live music.
Yeah.
And she had just a killer band, as I recall, behind her. And when we saw her before, that was her first album.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Just come out.
Midwest Farmer's Daughter.
Yep.
And the new album came out last year, All American Made. I actually have it on cassette that I got at at Third Man Records in Detroit when I went up there back in March. So she's a Third Man recording artist.
That's right.
And so why don't we hear something from that new album? Because I don't think we've played anything off of it.
I don't believe we have.
This was a single, and it's really great, and it showcases the kind of wordplay that was the same with, you know, Hurting on the Bottle and stuff like that. It's called Weakness.
Great line.
Sometimes my weakness is stronger than me.
Yeah.
It's one of those lines you almost can't believe it hasn't been written before.
I know. Yeah. And when, you know, and when she's singing live, that voice really cuts through. Yeah. It's really nice.
She's really great. So, all right. So that's some stuff on Saturday.
Yep.
And then we move on to Sunday and Arcade Fire and I think is the headliner. Uh-huh. And then you have Jason Isbell in the 400 unit.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Barnett.
That ought to be fun.
That's cool. We saw her before on the last album tour, so this would be fun to see this.
And we saw that Crew Angbin, I think that's how you say it. I think that Eric Didrikson had suggested them to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So kind I'm of an excited exotic. About that.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And then, let's see, we also got White Reaper. So there's another Louisville connection.
Yep.
So
that's
a band from Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. And Trampled by Turtles, one of our listeners suggested them not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was a record store day thing.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So Trampled by Turtles are another sort of like modern bluegrass kind of band.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be fun to see.
Yep.
And then the Punch Brothers, which is another it's same kind of thing, like modern string band kind of stuff. That'll be cool. But
the Arcade Fire.
Here's the one I really want to see.
Okay.
Is Ron Gallo.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on early.
1:45.
Yes. So Ron Gallo
from
Philadelphia, a great rocker, I think. I just love his vibe, and here's the deal. We'll play out.
Okay,
with
play
some
out
Ron
with
Gallo.
That.
So
okay, anyway, great.
So that's the plan.
This is going to be fantastic.
We have one more episode this week.
Yeah,
and this is exciting.
Oh man,
it's a big interview.
It's really exciting.
I don't even want to say right now.
Don't even say.
You have to tune in.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you.
It's someone of actual power in this world, really, not like us.
Probably the most influential person we've ever talked to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, easily. So that'll be tomorrow, and I'll be at the festival
mm-hmm.
as you listen to that, and hopefully enjoying some bourbon. So there we go. Definitely some good music.
Safe travels through Kentucky, Jim.
All right. So this is Rock in the Suburbs. If you have any good festival stories of your own,
let us know.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can call 612-440-1984. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Suburbs Pod.
Do that.
If you happen to be in Louisville.
Right. That's an important point. Yep. If you're there now.
You know, hit us up on the social medias, like I said, and then maybe we can hook up.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great. I would love to do that. So let me know if you're in town.
And yeah.
Any listeners, that would be great.
Yeah.
And what else? Because I have a phone. I can check it while
I'm
there.
I see it right there. Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you need me to house sit while you're gone? Do you want me to just hang out over here?
You need to watch the dog.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to come over and listen to the cassettes,
yeah,
you can do
right.
that.
That's cool.
All right, so what did I promise? Oh, yeah, Ron Gallo. Also, we should tell people, as I mentioned, we still have episodes even while I'm gone.
Yeah.
So listen frequently.
Every day.
Every day.
Every
there
day.
You go. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go, Ron Gallo. I got to go with this song because it's just
awesome.
Full of awesomeness. It's called Young Lady, You're Scaring Me. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
It's almost like girlfriend guitars. They're so good.